Good morning. Here's some of the news for Thursday, February 4th, 2016. The fight continues in New York State over the $15 minimum wage.
To ask to give us the $15. It's time that we earn $15 an hour.
Low-wage workers from around New York State gathered in Albany yesterday to fight for $15. They gave lawmakers a reality check. 2 weeks' pay, less than $200. The workers gathered for a budget hearing on workforce development issues, but they said raising the wage to $15 an hour would do more to help workers than any state program. Business groups oppose Governor Cuomo's $15 an hour proposal. They say it will force them to raise prices or reduce positions. The Assembly's Democratic majority supports the increase, but the Republican-led Senate isn't convinced. Senate Leader John Flanagan said this week that the state would have to find ways to help businesses absorb the higher labor costs. Meanwhile, some farmers in New York say a hike in the minimum wage would wipe out their profits. Steve Ammerman is with the New York Farm Bureau. He says prices are determined by markets and farmers wouldn't be able to adjust their prices if their expenses increased because of a raise in the minimum wage. But Richard Oswald with the Center for Rural Strategies disagrees. He says these days many use machines to do what many farmers once did.
A lot of what we do, even berry picking in those parts of the country where things like blueberries and raspberries and blackberries are grown, and even that has become more mechanized. They use some pretty expensive machines to pick berries, and they only involve maybe two or three people as operators.
Oswald points out that many farms already pay their workers wages that aren't much less than $15 an hour. In other news, the trial of Peter Liang, the NYPD officer who killed 28-year-old Akai Gurley, has been continuing in a Brooklyn court. This week, it was revealed that Gurley's girlfriend frantically worked to try to save Gurley's life as he lay dying from a gunshot wound in a housing project stairwell in the Pink Houses in 2014. This while a 911 caller and a medical technician gave instructions on how to save his life by phone. By contrast, Liang, who fired the fatal shot, and his partner, Sean Landau, had other concerns. Landau told the Brooklyn jury that Liang first fretted he'd be fired for shooting his gun by accident before the two wasted the next 4 minutes. They bickered like schoolchildren about which one should follow rules requiring them to report the discharge to a supervisor. Landau said, "I told him to call and he told me to call." Lawyers for Liang say the fatal shooting was an accident, not a crime. They argue the officers didn't know at first that the bullet had ricocheted off a wall before striking Akai Gurley, who was a flight below. Prosecutors, though, say Liang handled his weapon recklessly. They sought to use the testimony of his partner to show that the defendant, even after realizing he'd shot an innocent unarmed man, did almost nothing to help him. Police reform advocates are watching the trial closely. They see it as a counterpoint to decisions by grand juries declining to indict white police officers in other killings of unarmed black men, including Eric Garner on Staten Island and Mike Brown in Ferguson. 28-year-old Landau, who testified against his former police academy classmate, is under an immunity agreement. It shields him from criminal charges. In other news, young women and others have been concerned by recent slashings in New York City. But at a news conference at One Police Plaza yesterday afternoon, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said New Yorkers should keep things in perspective. Out of 10 recent slashing incidents in New York City, only one was random.
If you look at each of these incidents, as we have in great detail, usually starts with a dispute in most of them. There's been the one that put the poor woman, the 71-year-old, who was just the victim of that slasher. But most of it tends to be disputes. That's why we're encouraging walk away or stay away from that circumstance, because you don't know that what that character that you engage with, it's kind of our equivalent of road rage in some respects.
In other news, the NYPD has rolled out a new, more powerful and potent pepper spray. They claim this is intended to prevent police from shooting people. That's according to Alternet. The NYPD already has over 19,000 officers equipped with the new, highly dangerous mixture. And finally, in the city where 25-year-old Freddie Gray died in police custody, Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson filed paperwork on Wednesday evening to enter the mayor's race in Baltimore. He waited until the final hour before the 9 p.m. February 3rd filing deadline to launch the surprise long-shot bid. It begins just 83 days before voters head to the polls. Because Democrats far outnumber Republicans in the city, Baltimore's April 26th primary is expected to determine who replaces Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. She is the once rising star in national Democratic politics who announced last year that she would not seek re-election. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.